You're with SBS Radio.
Hi, my name is Avneet, and joining us on the phone line is former Secretary of the Department of Immigration, Mr. Abul Rizvi. Mr. Rizvi, welcome to SBS Punjabi.
Thank you, Avneet.
Mr. Rizvi, a key assumption that underpins Australia's budget outlook that was released on Tuesday indicates that Australia's international borders will remain closed until mid-2022. Now, what, according to you, will be the direct consequences of this assumption?
Well, the assumptions the government has made is that we will have negative net migration both this financial year and next financial year as a result of the borders being shut. Whether the borders can be opened any earlier or not depends really entirely on the rollout of the vaccine and whether the government is able to find extra capacity in quarantine. At this stage, things aren't looking all that promising on that front, although I do understand the government is negotiating with the Victorian government about opening a new quarantine centre near Avalon Airport.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Rizvi, what about the plight of international students, many of whom remain stranded offshore in countries like India and China? The budget paper indicated that they'll only be able to return as part of small phased programs, but the government has clearly ruled out the possibility of their large-scale return.
Well, that will depend entirely on quarantine capacity. What quarantine capacity can the states working with the Commonwealth develop in time? And whilst that's been a fraught debate up till now, I do get the impression the Prime Minister is softening in his hard line on that and may indeed be prepared to work with the states on expanding quarantine capacity.
Mr. Rizvi, you earlier mentioned net overseas migration. We know that it remains in the negative territory. But now that we know that Australia remains firm on its border policy, what will be the impact, given many businesses are currently struggling to find workers?
Well, there's two things the government has done in terms of net migration in the budget papers. Firstly, they've further reduced net migration this year and next year, both negative. But then it has brought forward very significantly the increase in net migration in 23-24 and 24-25. In fact, to levels that are quite high. And looking at it, I'm not sure how the government could deliver that net migration figure without increasing the formal migration program.
That's probably because there isn't much migration happening from offshore. The government's entire focus seems to be on the onshore visa applicants.
There is some things happening in terms of students, not a lot happening, I understand, in terms of migration. But I think to get to the net migration figures, the sharp increase in net migration figures the government is forecasting, it will have to increase the migration program to 190,000, as Treasury has assumed. Interestingly, though, the government hasn't actually announced that.
Mr. Rizvi, many thanks for joining us.
You're with SBS Radio.